Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about the surprising resilience of the stock market, specifically how retail investors are playing a key role in preventing crashes.
Sounds fascinating. So what's the gist? Are everyday investors suddenly market saviors?
Well, the article focuses on the concept of buying the dip, a trend where retail investors inject funds into the market during downturns, effectively cushioning the fall. Remember the market dip after Trump's tariff announcements in early 2025? Retail investors poured in billions, scooping up everything from Amazon to market-tracking ETFs.
I see. Interesting. So instead of panicking and pulling out, like they might have in the past, they're doubling down? That seems counterintuitive, especially given the historical view of retail investors as, shall we say, less sophisticated.
Exactly. The old stereotype was of bandwagoners chasing past performance. Now they're contrarians, actively buying when institutional investors might be retreating. This buy-the-dip mentality, fueled by online forums like Reddit's r/WallStreetBets, is providing liquidity during sell-offs and fundamentally changing market dynamics.
But doesn't that contradict research showing investors typically expect lower returns when stocks drop? Like the 2014 study by Greenwood and Schleifer.
Good point. The article addresses that. While long-term investment behavior still often follows traditional patterns, like chasing recent winners, think Bitcoin or Cathie Wood's ARK fund, the buy-the-dip phenomenon seems to be a shorter-term reaction. It's about grabbing perceived bargains in recent dips, not reacting to long-term performance trends.
Got it. So this shorter-term focus, is it driven by the rise of app-based trading platforms like Robinhood?
Absolutely. Robinhood's average client is much younger than, say, a Vanguard investor. Plus, the ultra-wealthy, though small in number, are a growing force in these short-term market movements, providing significant liquidity during dips.
So, the combination of enthusiastic retail investors, easy-to-use trading apps, and the ultra-rich stepping in creates this stabilizing effect. It's almost like a safety net for the market.
Precisely. While this buy-the-dip mentality might inflate valuations in the long run, it's currently preventing sharper crashes and reducing volatility. The article suggests that without these dip buyers, the market fallout from events like Trump's tariff threats could have been far worse.
That's remarkable. It challenges conventional wisdom about market behavior and the role of retail investors. Though, I do wonder about the long-term implications of such a trend. Could this lead to a bubble?
That's a valid concern, and something that requires further analysis. For now, though, these dip buyers seem to be keeping things surprisingly stable. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another insightful discussion.
Goodbye.